Sure. Good evening, everybody, from the Devaney Center once again tonight. It's D2, just semifinals in Class D2. The number one ranked Fall City Sacred Heart Irish are the number two seed in the tournament. They're taking on the number two ranked Parkview Christian Patriots tonight. They came into the tournament ranked in the 3-6. They were the number six seed and knocked out the number three seed last night. I had a chance to visit with Coach Doug Goltz earlier this evening. We'll come back after this two-minute break and hear from Coach Goltz on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to visit with Sacred Heart Coach Doug Goltz. Getting ready semifinal round tonight, Coach. Good start to the tournament. Now 2 days ago, which seems unusual to say, but a good solid win to start.
Yeah, I thought our defense was pretty good, and we didn't shoot well early, but as the game went on, we shot better. You know, our effort was great. I thought we were well prepared. Good way to start the tournament.
You, it was kind of interesting when Jake and Brogan both got a couple fouls. You set them down, and they stole that whole second quarter without them.
Yeah, I mean, we had some foul trouble. We ended up playing really more of a four-guard lineup. Because of that, but you know, just sometimes you got to play through that. I thought our kids extended the lead despite those guys on the bench. You don't want to get in foul trouble, and that'll be a big key tonight against Parkview.
Tell me about Parkview. We saw them down at Beatrice and Medeckis, but I guess they've got a kid in the second semester that wasn't eligible the first semester. Maybe a bit of a different team now.
I just think they're like other teams. They've gotten better as the year has gone on. They did add a kid that is 6'8", so that gives them a shot blocker inside. He's an offensive rebounder. But they're tough. I mean, they'll be the most athletic team that we've seen. They're just kids that are athletic and really get up and down the court. Very talented.
Defensively, what do you try to do tonight?
Well, we'll try to play man-to-man. I mean, there might be some times we mix in zone. Last year we started the game in zone. Didn't think it would probably be able to be something that we'd stay in the whole game, but we did. It just kind of depends on how the game's going. But we definitely need to stay out of some foul trouble, and they get a lot of baskets off of transition. We've got to make sure we get back on defense and slow the ball down.
And I've seen your team enough. I've seen Parkview a little bit. Looking at this other semifinal game, this Final Four looks really tough.
Yeah, Osceola St. Mary's, two really good teams. Both teams that were in the state tournament last year have some really talented athletes. We'll worry about one of them after we get done tonight.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck in the ball game.
Thank you.
Back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We get ready for this Class D2 semifinal round matchup between Parkview Christian and Falls City to take the heart. Wow. That's no crowd, Mike Rennie. That's just, it's just loud in here with this PA system. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. All right, let's try and look at the starting lineup here. For the Parkview Christian Patriots, they are 19-6 on the season, coached by head coach Nate Godwin. They'll go with Victor Kaluski. Kaluski, a 6-foot junior. Morris Reed, Maurice Reed, he's a 6'1 junior. Michael Alt, Alt, a senior at 6'3. Brayton Ulrich, Ulrich, a 6'3 junior. And Jaquez Curry, Curry is a 6'8
junior. The hits you
senior.
Love on Sunny 101.3.
And he's a new addition to the starting lineup here for Parkview Christian. Now, look at the starters for the Sacred Heart Irish, coached by head coach Doug Golds. They are 23-5 on the year. He'll go with Jacob Jordan, a 5'11 senior, averaging 11.5 points per ball game. Jake Freshel, Freshel, a senior at 5'11, just under 7 points per contest. Evan Keatley, Keatley, a 6'1 junior, 10.5 points per game. Joe Simon, Simon is a 6'3 sophomore, 8.1 points per game. And Brogan Nautical rounds out the starting five. Nautical, a senior, at 6'3, he averages 11.5 points per contest. The Irish got here with a win over Mullen. They beat Mullen 56-30 to reach the semifinal game against the Parkview Christian Patriots.
Parkview's won 12 of their last 13 games, Randy. Their losses this year, Hardington Cedar Catholic, a C2 school, is 23-4. They lost to Johnson Brock, Archbishop Bergen, Elmira, good team, JCC at Boys Town. 10 wins versus teams with winning records include Osceola, who we just saw lose the semifinals here. They beat Upper St. Francis twice, Omaha Christian Academy a couple times. Friends, College View Academy. So it's an interesting team. It'll be interesting to see how they come out and what they do with the player we haven't seen before. They haven't played in the second semester. So
So we'll see what shakes out here with this ball game. And starters have been introduced now for the squad from the Patriots. And up next, it will be the starters for Fall City Sacred Heart. They will be the home team on the scoreboard for tonight's ball game. Earlier today, you heard the Auburn Bulldogs pick up a win. The Auburn Bulldogs will be facing Ashland Greenwood. That'll be an 11 o'clock ball game. That's coming up on Saturday for the Class C1 championship. Ashland Greenwood got a 61-35 win over Kearney Catholic. That's what we've got coming up Saturday. John, tomorrow night we'll have the Sacred Heart Irish Girls. They'll be taking on Humphrey St. Francis. That's an 8 o'clock tip-off over at Pinnacle Bank Arena for the Class D2 Girls State Championship. John, I saw something today that Sacred Heart put up with the win the other night. The Sacred Heart Irish Girls have won more girls state basketball games than any other team, according to what I read. That was on the Sacred Heart page. They said 45 wins.
That's me. Congratulations. That's a new record. I had no idea. Seemed like some of those teams had a lot of state titles.
Yeah. According to their report there, Lincoln Southeast in second with 44 wins, but Sacred Heart with 45 wins. John, if they could just turn that public address system a little bit louder.
Yeah, we could go over and rip that off his head, I guess. Be the best option.
All right, we're about set to get underway. The Sacred Heart Irish and the Parkview Christian Patriots. We're live from the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. Both teams huddled around their coaches, getting their final instructions and just about to get underway. As we're set for the opening tip to call the first quarter play-by-play, here's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Ready to roll. Broken Nog will step in there against Jacquez Curry, the 6'8 senior. Sagar will go left to right to start the ball game here tonight in this first half. This was the matchup last year to D2 State Championship, a game won by the Irish. And the tip will go to Sacred Heart. It will be Evan Keithley with it in the front court. Jacob Jordan, I think he had 6 threes in the quarterfinal the other night. Another night like that would be a great help for the Irish. And it's a man-to-man defense. Simon right side and Keithley for three, in and out. No, not to go up for the rebound for the Irish. Brings it off to the corner and back out to Freshel. Jake Freshel will work from the right to the left. Goes around Knoxville. Now gives it to Simon. Off to Jacob Jordan. Right side for three. It's up. It's well short. No good. Keithley comes down with it. He'll pull up from 15. It's blocked. Caught by Simon. Out to Jordan. Two-pointer up and good for the Irish. So the save there by Keithley for the Irish gets him the bucket. 2-0 Sacred Heart. First minute of the ball game. In the front court, Maurice Reed up the floor and down the lane, traveling against Victor Kaczulski. He's their leading scorer on the year, Randy, I believe. Is that right?
I don't have it in front of me, John.
Okay,
sorry.
I'm trying to remember that. Anyway, full court pressure now into Jordan to Noctigal. All five Sacred Heart players can handle it a bit. Simon, the least likely to want to handle it out there on top, but everybody else handles it, and Joe will do what he needed to do as well. And now Jordan into the lane, kicks it back, and Freshel with a floater, up no good, got his own rebound. Out to Jordan, Keithley, top of the key, fakes, drives, goes in, pulls it back out to Jacob Jordan. Jordan will reset the offense on the left side. Noctigal three ball up and off no good. Another Freshel rebound for Sacred Heart.
Irish doing a good job on the offensive board.
Simon from 15 feet up and good. It's 4-0 Sacred Heart. Four, not five, right? They did a three-pointer, did they?
I only got four.
That's what I've got, too. Jordan and a shot up inside. No good. Simon, the rebound off the miss by Curry. Unless they gave him a three-pointer on that first one.
They must have.
They did. Noctil goes in, has it stripped away. And now up the floor, here comes the Patriots. Well, okay, a three-pointer for the Irish. They lead 5-0. I'm sorry, I did not see a three-point signal go up. Out top, Kaczulski with the basketball, working left on Simon. Freshel to a double team.
Now he gets the ball away to Curry. Curry over on the right side, and a drive to the hole. Finger roll across the flat iron. No good, and a follow-up shot by Brady Ulrich, number 22. And it's now 5-2. To the front, Jacob Jordan with it around the left side to Freshel. Freshel holds it. This is going to be a quickness matchup. This will be one of the very few times the Irish don't have an overall quickness advantage. And now Freshel thought about it, didn't. Goes to Simon, back and in. Little one-hander up off the mark, no good. Curry with the rebound. He'll get it out of there, and up the floor comes Kuchelski. Kukowski, I believe that actually is, if I remember right now, Kukowski. Now pick up the dribble on the inside, get the ball to Ault. Ault back out to Curry. He's a three-point shooter on that long side there. And now a long pass out to the top with the basketball. Maurice Reed off the right side to Kalkowski. Down the lane, left hand up, no whistle, and our first foul of the ball game. I don't know what she said over there. 12, Jake Freshel with the foul.
On Jake, his first team foul, number one on the Irish.
Victor Kalkowski at the line. Free throw up. Free throw is good. It's now 5-3.
That's Michael Ault at the line.
Is that one, is it?
Oh, okay.
That's number
I thought,
one.
I thought it was 10. I'm sorry. Okay, you're right.
Ready again. Up and got it again. And it's a 5-4 ball game. The Irish by one. Jacob Jordan coming up the floor, the senior point guard for the Irish. Working it to the front, looking for a pick from Noctigal. A little give and go, couldn't get it to him. And a long three for Jordan off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Kukowski. He'll drive through, lost the ball, and he able to save it. Gets the ball away, and a layup, no good there by Ulrich. And who got the rebound, Randy?
That was Simon brought it down.
All right, here we go. Freshel in the middle, and he walked to the basketball. Turnover number two by the Irish. So it will be Parkview Christian basketball in front of their bench with 4:12 to go in the first quarter. 5-4, the Irish lead. Coach Gabe Nate Godwin asking the scorer's table something. He walks back now. No idea. To the front court. Reed with the basketball. Holds on to it. Inside to Ault. Ault moves in the middle. Turnaround jumper off the mark. No. Freshel the rebound and a tackle. And it'll be Irish basketball. Freshel hit the deck. They went down and caught him in the leg.
Yeah, Michael Ault got the tackle there. That'll be his first tackle and team foul number one.
5-4, Sacred Heart, and Knockville will inbound the ball, getting instructions from Jacob Jordan on what he wants. Jacob will bring it up the left side of the floor, moving to that sideline, now turns around. Simon sets a screen, and wide open, Jordan up and good, but it will not count. We have an offensive foul on the Irish. We're off to the scorer's table. I can't see what they're calling over there. It's on Joe Simon.
Well, Simon must have been bulldozing there to move the defender away a little bit. His first personal team foul, number two. Coach Doug Goltz inquiring as to what took place there before the basket.
Doug says, nods his head in agreement.
Now the officials are conferring here at midcourt. Joe Simon is who they posted it up on the board. Coach Nate Godwin with his arms extended in protest. Not unusual.
No, not at all.
Coach Nate Godwin is probably the most colorful coach that we cover in our area, John.
Oh, that game. Now it's that. Well, that was a two-pointer early in the ballgame. That's what I thought. Jacob Jordan's first basket was a two-pointer, so we are tied at four. I did not see a 3.6.
Yeah, I didn't either, and then, but that's what they put up on the board.
Oh, now, unfortunately, it's not a 5-4 lead. It's a 4-4
tie. When's the last time you saw him take a point off in the state tournament 4 minutes later?
That's been a while. Been a while.
My.
Up the front we go. Left side. Take the ball. It's stolen away by Joe Simon. Simon with the steal. Here come the Irish. Jordan up the floor. Hit that three-pointer that didn't count. That's a good confidence builder, though. He does a little shake and bake around a defender. Give it a knock. He'll fake the three. Down the lane he goes, and his shot blocked away by Curry.
And at the other end, up, they hit the bottom of the rim on the layup attempt. Did Maurice Reed. Rebound to Simon. The other way, leave it to top. Jacob Jordan setting the offense up now. Out top, Simon sets the screen. Jordan to the paint. Gives the ball off to Freshel. Around Nockville. And now back to Simon for three. Set shot. Good! Buries it. Nothing but the bottom of the hole. And the Irish are up 7-4. Hey, I asked him right after that one he missed by about 6 feet. I said, you going to work on that tonight? Oh, yeah. To the front. Reed. I didn't really think he would, though. Reed out to Curry. Curry, the 6'8 senior, moving in. Floats, shoots, misses short. Rebound to Keithley. The Irish doing a good job on the boards at both ends here.
So far, they really dominated on the board, John.
Freshel down the lane over Curry. High off the board, up and down. Freshel puts the Irish up 9-4 now. So it's 9-4, the Irish lead. Sam Dunn waiting to come in on the first break of the action here for the Irish. Hand the ball off to Michael Ault. Moving left, off to Reed. And he travels with the basketball. Another turnover by the Patriots. Irish ball with 2:05 to go in quarter number one. Jacob Jordan, before they bring it in, conferring with Coach Doug Goltz on something. Nockigal will inbound the ball. The Irish up by five. Jordan with it. Jordan now to Nockigal in one of his favorite spots. Goes off to Sam Dunn on the left side. He'll move around the defense to the free throw line. Keithley back to Dunn. He'll load up a three and on the rim, no good. Rebound to Curry. Curry will get it out of there. Up the floor quickly ahead now. With is Ulrich back out top now to the big man Curry. Curry will hand off to Reed and now to Kulkowski. Kulkowski down the lane, big step, reverse layup, up and good. His first field goal gives him 4 points. It's 9-6, and here come the Irish. The other way, Jacob Jordan hands off to Brogan Nockigal. Now to Dunn on the right side of the floor. Moves left into the paint. Drops it out, and he slipped. Gave it out to Jordan, and slipping was Dunn. Turnover number three by Sacred Heart. Both teams have had some turnover issues here in this first quarter. And now it will be Patriot basketball. They're dressed in black with red and black. Red and white, and now Reed in traffic to the free throw line. Kulkowski out to Curry for three. Up, too strong. Rebound brought down by Dunn. Dunn up the floor ahead to Simon, right side. Waits. Dribbles cross court and Nockigal. Three ball up and short. Rebound grabbed up by Ulrich. Here come the Patriots with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Down by three. They're going to maybe play for one here. Brady Ulrich with it. Now out over to Victor Kulkowski to Curry. And we've got a foul away from the ball, an offensive foul.
It's going to go on Michael Ault. On Michael, his second personal and team foul number two on the Patriots.
All right. Evan Keithley will check out for the moment. In for the Irish. Back in there. Freshel. 22 seconds. You bet Doug Gold wants one good shot here. Jacob Jordan directing traffic. Cross court to Dunn. Sam cross court to Jordan with 12 on the clock. Jacob Waiton makes a move to the left side. Now Freshel thought about it. Didn't. He'll go across to Dunn for three. It's up. It's nothing but net. Sam Dunn knocks it down at the end of the first quarter. Number one, Sacred Heart 12. Number two, Parkview Christian 6. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Here, Kenneth. Back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center after one quarter. State are 12, Parkview Christian 6. The Irish jumped out with some good shooting, some good rebounding, Randy, in the first quarter.
Yeah, they've done a good job on the boards, especially going up against 6 foot 8 inch of Kiz Curry. When play is resumed, it'll be the Patriots basketball. Michael Alt will inbound it at midcourt right in front of our table. Alt on the inbound pass lobs it up to Kachowski, I guess we call that. Kachowski on the dribble to the top of the key to the left side. Comes over with it to Ulrich. Now this is Reed with the basketball. Reed at the top of the circle. Left side of the lane. Driving shot. Blocked by Simon. Reed got the rebound. Follow shot. Put back up. It's off. No good. And coming out with a rebound is Jacob Jordan. Jordan down court with the basketball for the Irish. Sacred Heart up 12-6 here in the opening seconds of the second quarter. Jordan in traffic. Ball stripped away. Nautical comes up with it. He forces up a shot. Jump ball is going to be called. Nautical got tied up. Possession arrow favors the Irish. Sacred Heart will inbound it under their own basket.
Well, the Patriots may be just as fast as the Irish, but they'll be as strong as Brogan Nautical.
That's for sure. Inbounding Jacob Jordan under the basket on the right side. Gets it underneath. Nautical feeds it back to Freshel. Shot is up and good. Jake Freshel. He's got 4 points in the Irish with their biggest lead of the game up by 8, 14-6. Opening minute of play here in the second quarter. 7:15 to go first half. Kachowski with the basketball. Into the corner, right side, Reed. Up top, Gilbert, around to the left elbow. That's all with a long three. Got it. An NBA three way outside the arc. Coming down to help with the full court pressure, Sam Dunn to get the basketball. Dunn dribbles down the right sideline, takes it to the baseline.
Alt just picked up his third.
Yeah, Michael Alt with his third personal, third team foul. Alt in foul trouble, and John, we're only a minute into the second quarter, and Alt with three personals. He'll lead the game, and to replace him is Terrence Pittman. Pittman onto the floor now for the Patriots. Irish basketball. Jacob Jordan to inbound it on the baseline on the right side of the basket. Jordan lobs it in up top. Gets it up to Freshel. Freshel to the left side. Open look. Keithley for three. Short off the front of the rim. And the rebound tipped inbounds. They get it into Kachowski. Fast break. Kachowski takes it to the left side to Reed. Reed up onto the right side of the lane. Ulrich can't get in. He traveled with the basketball. He'll turn it over. And the Irish get the basketball back.
Five turnovers by the Patriots so far.
14-9 your score. Irish up by five. They led it by eight momentarily. That was their biggest lead at 14-6. Here's Jacob Jordan across the division line right in front of our table. I like it when they're playing 6 feet from us here, John. Jordan to the right side. Simon, lob pass into Nautical in the paint. To the right side, Freshel with the ball. Freshel bounce pass to Simon. Backs in on Curry. Up over Curry with a shot off the rim. Couldn't get it, and the rebound comes down to Braden Ulrich. That was oh so close to dropping, John.
Very close.
Down court is Pittman with the basketball. Pittman at the top of the free throw circle, right between the rings here at the midcourt line. Kicks it into the corner. Reed for three from the right side. Up off, no good. Simon there for the rebound. Outlet pass, Freshel. They give it across now to Jacob Jordan. Jordan down court with the basketball. Nautical in the corner, deep post, left side of the basket. Directing traffic now. Jacob Jordan with the basketball. Got a pick set there by Simon. Right side it goes. Keithley. Keithley bounce pass into Simon. Finds Nautical. Top of the key. Here comes Jacob Jordan. Drive. Lays it underneath to Simon. Shot is up. It's going to be blocked, but Joe Simon will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
That, I believe, on Terrence Pittman, number four, will be his first. And team foul number four.
At the free throw line, Joe Simon has 5 points so far tonight. Here he'll be shooting two shots for the Irish. Simon takes aim from the charity stripe. The first shot is up and off the rim. Couldn't get it to fall. He'll get another attempt. 14-9. Sacred Heart up by five on the Patriots of Parkview Christian. 5:34 to play in the first half. Second shot is up. It's good. It rattled around for a while, John, but it finally fell.
Now we've got a substitute into the ball game. Checking in for the Irish is Derek Swong. Swong in replacing Joe Simon. Swong, a 6'6" senior. Be interesting to watch him go against Curry. Simon's had an active first quarter and a half. Swong should be able to just out-physical Curry under there, if nothing else. On the left side is Pittman with the ball, guarded by Keithley. Pittman at the top of the key. Left side, Kachowski. Kachowski guarded by Freshel. A little give and go underneath to Curry. Off the glass, up and good. Jaquez Curry with his first 2 points. Fast break, Jacob Jordan all the way down up to the top of the key. Not to go. Right back it comes to Jordan. 15-11. The lead is 4. Jordan gives it to Schwann. Back up top to Jordan for 3. Off the back of the iron, just a little bit long. And the rebound to Ulrich. Ulrich out left pass gives the basketball to Reed. And Reed will bring it across into forecourt. Kachowski at the free throw line. Backs it out to the top of the ring. Now a little spin move. Bounce pass left side. What happened? Timeout. Timeout taken. We have 4:45 to play in the first half. 15-11. Irish on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
We welcome you back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Lincoln, Nebraska, on this Thursday evening, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Been quite a week of basketball here, John.
I looked at my calendar a little bit to just make sure.
The Irish up 15-11, Randy. It is a physical, fast-paced action ball game.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun to watch the rest of this one. Michael Holt with the inbound pass to Pittman across Kachowski with the ball. Kachowski just holds it a minute. Now back to Pittman here on the near side. Curry has it at the top of the free throw circle. He throws the ball away. Pittman broke just as Curry let loose of the basketball, and it goes harmlessly out of bounds. Irish get the ball back.
Simon came in on the timeout. Knockle got a quick breather. Now he's back into the ball game for Derek Schwong.
All right, Joe Simon. He's playing well under there, battling for those rebounds. So one thing I've been impressed so far is the job the Irish have done on the boards here, John.
Yes.
Jacob Jordan with the ball to the right side. Feeds it up to Brogan Knockle, top of the key to Jake Freshel, left elbow. There's Keithley at the top of the circle. Again, goes back to Freshel. Freshel holds the ball in the right hand. Directs traffic with the left. Freshel goes at Curry into the baseline underneath. Kicks it back up to Keithley. Keithley on a spin move. Left side. Jordan driving baseline. He's trapped down there in no man's land. Has the ball taken away with the steal. Kachowski. Fast break to Reed. Left side. Pittman. Way up. Up off. No good. Curry follows that. Putback is there. Curry with the putback. And it's 15-13. The lead is 2. They put it on the wrong side for a moment when I looked up there. Here's a long three that's up and off by Keithley. And the rebound to Curry. Down court with a chance to tie now are the Patriots. Kachowski with the ball across to Reed on the right side. Reed wearing a yellow shoe on one foot and an orange one on the other. There's somebody else with the same pair, only different feet. Hey, Curry, turnaround shot over Nottingham. He traveled. Good job by Brogan Nottingham down there defensively, forcing Curry to make the travel.
Just hold your ground. That's turnover number 7. 4 on the Irish and a timeout called by Doug Gultz. 3:24 to go in the first half. The Irish up by a pair. Back in 30 seconds for the state tournament.
Do you struggle with emphysema, asthma, or other lung issues? Did you know Nemaha County Hospital offers a monthly outpatient pulmonology clinic with a pulmonologist that is board certified in sleep medicine? They are able to assess your pulmonology needs as well as any sleep issues you may be experiencing. All you need is a referral from your primary care physician. You can even follow up in one of our weekly pulmonary rehabilitation classes. This is just one of the many services provided by our respiratory therapy team at Nemaha County Hospital. We're giving our best so you can live your best.
15-13, Sagan Hart with a 2-point lead. They led by as many as 8 early in the second quarter. But some good rebounding and a couple of putbacks by Jaquez Curry, the 6'8 senior, has helped put Parkview back in the ballgame here. It'll be the Irish basketball when play is resumed. Inbounding a broken nautical. Gets it into Jake Freshel. He'll start up court. With him defensively is Reed. Reed all over him. Does a good job getting away from Reed. Now the pass goes off to Jacob Jordan on the left wing. Jordan has the ball slapped away by Kachowski. Fast break the other way. Driving layup up and good. Put in by Michael Alt. All with the lay-in, and he will be fouled. The basket ties the game at 15 all. Who's a foul on, I believe?
Jordan picked up his first of the day.
At the free throw line will be Alt. Yes, it is. Michael Alt. He got the bucket, now for the and one. The shot is up, it's good. That will give the Patriots the lead. They go back on top 16-15. After the Irish led by 8, 14-6, it's been a 10-1 run here now for the Patriots. Full court pressure by Parkview Christian. Up court comes Jacob Jordan with the ball. Backpedaling Kachowski with him all the way. Picks up the dribble, right side. Gately almost has the ball taken away. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Terrence Pittman.
Pittman will pick up his second foul, team foul number 5. The Irish have 2 3-pointers, one by Sam Dunn, one by Joe Simon. Patriots have taken away. Nautical and Jordan has not hit yet when it counted.
Freshel to inbound the pass into Brogan Nautical. Nautical hands it up to Jacob Jordan to the left side. Jordan on the left side of the lane. Across to the right side to Keatley. Ball goes out of bounds, tipped away by Terrence Pittman. Pittman touched it last. It'll belong to the Irish.
Good catch on press row.
Yeah. Freshel to inbound it in front of the media tables. Into Nautical. Nautical, right side. Jacob Jordan. Jordan looks down at the floor for a moment. Now works into the paint. Little floater. Blocked away by Curry. Rebound. Nautical. Follow shot up and good. Brogan Nautical with the rebound and the putback. Got the basket. And the Irish go back on top 17-16. With the ball is Reed across court. Kachowski. Kachowski driving to the right side over Jordan. Shot is up and off. Tipped around. And the rebound is Joe Simon. Simon outlet pass. Jordan. Jordan's going to push it down to the left side. Keithley for three. No. Off the rim. Rebound. Pulled down by Brayton Ulrich. Ulrich up court pass to Pittman. Pittman on a fast break. All the way to the baseline. The floater's up and off. No. A whistle and a foul maybe on the floor here, I think.
Keithley ran into him and was shouldering up the floor that time. That should be Evan first.
Yep, it is. On Evan, his first team foul number 4, right?
Yes. Here comes Sam Dunn back in for the Irish. Reed will leave the ball game now. Rather, Ulrich will lead the ball game.
Michael Alt will inbound it underneath his own basket on the baseline. Lobs it up to Curry at the top of the circle. Curry picks up his dribble, hands it off again to Reed. Reed backs it out. Kachowski on the right side. Kachowski, little give and go. They come to Curry. Curry, guarded by Keatley at the top of the key. Now Reed gets the pass back out at the midcourt circle. Timeout's going to be taken by the Patriots. 17-16. Irish up by 1 with a minute 50 to go here in the first half. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to live coverage of Sacred Heart Irish State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
And we're back at the Devaney Center. We had a timeout called by the Parkview Christian squad, their second of the ball game, as they have the ball with a minute 50 to go here in the first half, trailing the Irish 17-16.
Well, it's been a fast-paced basketball game, up and down the floor.
I love being courtside because Parkview Christian came out here in black jerseys with dark purple blue numbers on them, and I'm so grateful that we're right down here and not way back up there.
Yeah, they don't want to be up there. That's way up there anyway.
The ball will belong to the Patriots when play is resumed. Morris Reed will inbound it. Reed into Kachowski. Kachowski out near the midcourt circle on the dribble. Works to the left side. Wanted to lob it into Curry. Instead goes to the right wing with it to Reed once again. Reed hands up to Kachowski on the weave at the top of the key. Kachowski uses a forearm to push Sam Dunn away. Here's Curry for three, up and off, no good. Jacob Jordan with the rebound. Jordan down court, working against Kachowski. Jordan to the right side, gives off to Jake Freshel. Freshel takes a couple of dribbles back to the top of the key. Spin move into paint, feeds it right side. Sam Dunn. Jacob Jordan gives it up to Nautical. He had an open look for a three, didn't take it. Now again, Sam Dunn handles the basketball. Reed chases him to Jacob Jordan. Bounce pass inside. Nautical in traffic. Up top. Here's a three on the way. Simon off the back of the iron. Ball tipped around. Nautical chases it down. Broken Nautical just took it away from Michael Ault.
Fresh did a good job tipping it out of there.
Yes, he did. Now with the ball is Simon driving the baseline against Curry. Ball stripped away from him. Boy, no whistle there. Could have been easily. With the ball to the right side. There's a three on the way. Jordan knocked to the floor. No whistle as Jordan falls down. And with 37 seconds to go, he just walked right there with the basketball. It's Kachowski. Kachowski at midcourt. Sam Dunn comes out to challenge him. Kachowski on the right wing. Clock down to 25 seconds to go. 17-16. Irish up by one here. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Pass underneath the Curry. Elliott follow shot. Put back up and good by Ulrich. 13 seconds to go. Irish down by one. Sacred Heart basketball. Not to go with the ball. 8 seconds. Sam Dunn, top of the key. Sam Dunn to the left side. Jacob Jordan, 2 seconds. Jordan, shot is up. Top block, there's a buzzer. And at the half, the Parkview Christian Patriots lead the Sacred Heart Irish. Your halftime score, Patriots 18 and the Irish 17. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a look at the first half scoring right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website, Althea.com, to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Althea.
Welcome back inside the Bob Devaney Center in Lincoln. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish trailing Parkview Christian by 1-18-17. And here with a look at the first half numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. The first half, Parkview Christian off to a bit of a slow start, down 12-6 after one quarter. Then outscored the Irish 12-5 in the second quarter. The Patriots are led by Michael Ault with 6 points in the first half, all in the second quarter. 4 each for Victor Kachalowski, Braden Ulrich, and also Jacquez Curry.
Some of the other numbers in the first half, Mike All has three fouls, two on Terrence Pittman for the only five fouls for the Patriots. They went 3 for 3 at the free throw line. Jaquez Curry, the 6'8 senior, has four rebounds, three block shots, six rebounds for Braden Ulrich in the first half tonight. For the Irish, nobody in foul trouble, nobody with more than one foul in the ballgame. It is Joe Simon with 6 first half points, 4 for Jake Breschel. Sam Dunn hit a triple, 2 for Jacob Jordan, and 2 for Brogan Nocticle. The Irish are just 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. They will need to find a way to get Jordan and Nocticle, both double-figure scorers, going in this ball game to win it for Sacred Heart tonight.
John, on the other side of the bracket, the game played ahead of this one. O'Neill St. Mary's defeated Osceola 65-36. That means the winner of this one will face O'Neill St. Mary's at 8 o'clock Saturday night for the championship here in D2. The loser of this one will move to the third place game tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock versus Osceola. 18-17, your halftime score, Parkview Christian on top. We're going to take a two-minute break here, then update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to live coverage of Sacred Heart Irish State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance. Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street, in Fall City.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 10 above. Winds out of the west at around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 34 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows level off around 1 above tomorrow night, clear skies and quiet. Lots of sunshine outside Saturday with daytime highs approaching 35. 59 Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom
meat processing. You're listening to Fall City's Light and Easy
sausages
at Workstation,
fresh retail cuts
designed to help you relax and enjoy life in the tri-state area.
Table Rock,
this is Sunny 101.3.
They've been meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock. Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
Continue from the state tournament in Lincoln, third game of the day. Two winners so far. Auburn won the 9 o'clock game this morning, advancing to the Class C1 championship Saturday morning at 11 a.m. at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Sterling Jet Girls picked up a hard-fought win this afternoon in a third-place game in Class D2. And the Irish boys trying to get to the finals Saturday night at 8 o'clock at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Been a busy week of basketball, John. You know, with the combination of the boys and girls tournament being played simultaneously here in Lincoln this week, this has been one of the busiest tournament weeks you and I have ever had. A lot of basketball games in a very short period of time, and we're running around town like today we were in three different locations. We worked a game first off at Pinnacle Bank Arena, then we went over to Lincoln High. Tonight we're back at the Devaney Center. I think we'll be in five or six different locations before we're done here this week. So it's been a lot of fun. I'm having a good time.
And not a lot of time with a pillow.
That's for sure. Yeah. We set up late typing up score sheets because you don't know from one day to the next who's playing who until you see who wins. But what a great time. Like I said, what they did this week is turned my favorite 2 weeks of the year into my favorite week of the year and compressed all the ball games into this. Hopefully this is a one-time thing. It was all necessitated by the Big Ten wrestling tournament that was held here last week. PBA wasn't available, and that's why we had to play both tournaments here in 1 week. Hopefully we'll get things back to normal a year from now.
You're listening to Irish basketball tonight, and we're pulling for an Irish win, obviously. So here's one of those things we probably shouldn't say, but I'll say it anyway. The basketball teams, I think, and you've seen, I know you've seen this, they play, they react much like their coach acts. Doug Gulch, very calm, very collected.
Yes.
And down 1 point is not going to bother him at halftime. On the other hand, we've seen Coach Nate Godwin, and he is a fireball.
He's animated.
Very animated.
He's very, I'm trying to think of the entertaining. He's very entertaining.
Entertaining is a good way to put it.
Yes.
And his team will probably act that same way. We have seen that before. They feed off of his demeanor, much like the Irish do. So if it comes down to something late in the ball game, I guess you take the think about the team that's calm and collected as having the better chance to win a tight game, but you never know.
Yeah, it's fun to watch the interaction between Coach Godwin and his Patriot players. And I'm not saying this as a means of criticism. We all have our ways of doing things.
Yeah.
But I just want to say it's very entertaining, especially down in Mudeckis when we're up there on the stage right behind his bench. And it's something to watch, that's for sure.
And it works for him. He's been here, two, three, 4 years now in a row. And he gets his kids here, and they're wanting to win a championship. And this is a good bunch to do it with. It will be Parkview basketball to start quarter number three. The Irish have the starting five back out there. Jordan, Freshel, Keithley, Simon, and Noctigal. The ball comes in backcourt to Maurice Reed, a 6'1 junior. He'll give the ball back to the junior, Victor Kitchikowski, and he'll work to the right side, around the back. Now it goes around Freshel, down the lane, scoops it up, it won't go, and a rebound number five for Simon. To Freshel on the right side, ahead to Jacob Jordan, thought about it, didn't.
fresh. He'll bounce pass inside to Keithley, doubled, and he tried to whip it back out on the bounce to Jordan, and it's out of bounds. Turnover number 6 for the Irish.
The most encouraging thing that I saw come out of the first half was the way the Irish have been able to rebound against a much taller basketball team.
Yeah. Done a great job on the boards. Coming up the floor will be Maurice Reed. He'll go to the left side with the ball now to Ulrich. Back, they come around the right side to Jakowski. And now it is Michael Ault with it, driving, throwing it across the lane. Caught there by a teammate, and we've got a foul underneath. And the foul, Simon?
I think it's going to go on Joe Simon. That'll be Joe's second personal. Team foul number 1 of the half on the Irish.
And now inbounding will be Ault. Curry just inside the three-point line, off the mark, no good, and Jacob Jordan jumps up in the air and grabs a rebound, and here comes the Irish point guard to the front court. Picked up his dribble, off to Freshel, and they missed fire. I think Freshel thought that ball was touched and let it go. I think Doug Gold might think the same thing, but it's an Irish turnover. Jake pulled his hands back like he thought it was tipped. But it's Patriot basketball leading by 1.
If it wasn't kept, how did it go so far off the bat?
I don't know. Here's a dribble drive underneath. Kukowski back out to Reed on the top. He'll go in the lane. Blocked by Nautical. Traveling the call against the Patriot.
What a job there by Brogan Nautical. John went up and got his hands on the ball. And the ball handler traveled with it as a result.
Brogan doesn't really block a lot of shots up high. He grabs them on the way up and stops everything. To the front court, Jacob Jordan off to Freshel. In the side, the three-point line, into Keithley, posted up. Double team, now triple team, gets away to Freshel. Back out to Simon. Nautical now posting up. San Keithley for 3. In and out, won't go. Kept alive, but brought down. Rebound number 7 for Brady Ulrich. Off the floor, here comes Victor Kaczakowski. He'll hand the ball off out top to Reed. Reed will give it to Jacquez Curry. Curry off to Ault. Ault to Curry. Thought about 3. Didn't. He's going to drive and pass the ball to the sideline to Kukowski.
John, we played 2 minutes with no score here in this third quarter.
Kukowski dribbles and Freshel knocks it out of bounds at the Parkview bench. So the Patriots will inbound right in front of their bench, and the trigger man will be Maurice Reed. Bring the ball in, Kukowski. Pretty young team, isn't it? Ault's a senior. Ulrich a junior. Another senior, Curry. And now way out top with it is Ault. Fake the 3, goes to Curry, guarded by Nautical. Now he backs out with the dribble. Now goes around Nautical, off the glass, up and good. He's got 6 in the lead of 3. Biggest lead of the game, I believe, for Parkview. To the front, Nautical on the left side. They are not leaving him open out there beyond that three-point line, just to the right of midcourt, or the left of midcourt. That's his favorite spot. Jacob Jordan inside to Nautical. Back out to Jordan to the top. Simon around the perimeter. And now a bounce pass into Keithley. Posting up. Out to Freshel. He'll pull up and miss. Rebound. He tips it out of there to, out to Jordan.
Good job by Freshel.
Yep. Excellent job. Jacob Jordan will back out for the Irish. Between the circles, now moving left. Crosses over, down the lane he goes. Right hand, left side, no good. And coming down with another rebound is Ulrich. Off to Kukowski, to the free throw line. Whip it to the corner, Reed for 3. Too strong, Curry with another rebound. Curry bounces off of Jordan in the middle. Ault tried to pass it, stolen away by Freshel. Freshel on the run, ahead to Simon. And Joe lays it up with the scoop. Joe Simon now with 8. And the Irish on the board. It's 20-19. The Patriots by 1. Now up the floor will be Michael Ault with the basketball. Working the right side. Right, that was number 1. Kukowski, his pass stolen by Joe Simon. Simon will give it up, and here comes Jacob Jordan. The Irish with a chance to take the lead back. 3 lead changes, 2 ties in the first half. Jordan to the front, around a screen by Simon, over to Freshel. Freshel moving in, spins, off balance, throws it up, off balance, and misses it. Rebound to Ault, all the way in. Reed, the follow, no good by Reed. An offensive rebound, and a putback by Ulrich.
and it's 22-19. Jordan to the front left side, spins, keeps the dribble, looks everybody a 1-4 low, everybody down on the baseline. Simon comes out to screen, ball knocked away, and a foul going to be called on Bukowski.
Boy, there's no way you're going to help anybody up off the floor in this game, is there?
No, it appears you might be just as happy knocking them down. Preschel will inbound the ball from the side to Jacob Jordan, the senior point guard. Looking around to Simon, free throw line, backing in on Curry, up and good. Great spin move by Simon. He's got 10. It's a one-point game in the 3:15 mark at quarter number three. To the front court, here come the Patriots up the floor. Left side, they go to Ulrich. Ulrich inside, Kukowski try to reverse, and a block by Nachtigal, but a foul on Nachtigal.
Boy, it looked like Brogan just stood straight up there, but Nachtigal picks up his first personal, team foul number two on the Irish.
They're going to put Victor Kukowski to the free throw line to shoot a pair.
He's 2-for-2, John, tonight so far from the line.
Free throw up and free throw good. It's a 23-21 ball game. Alt with three fouls for the Patriots has done a good job of avoiding that fourth one so far. Second free throw on the way up and swish again. And it's a 24-21 Patriot lead. Shea Hart to the front court. Up the floor, it will be Jordan. The Nachtigal inside to Simon. Curry trying to stop him, and Simon up high off the glass as it doesn't. It's a one-point game, 24-23.
Joe Simon has decided to go to work against Curry and having some success at it.
Best job he's done this year, shooting it inside there. Reed, free throw line, fakes it, gives it Curry. Curry way out top, going to go down the lane, knocked away. It's on the floor, picked up by Keithley. And now here comes Jordan with a chance to take the lead for the Irish. Left side, Fresh will bounce pass inside to Nachtigal on the baseline. Brogan holding it, double team, gets it away to Preschel. Now Jake out top of the circle, moving around the right side, back to the middle, cross court. Jordan nearly had it taken away by Kukowski. Jacob recovered, goes around him, Nachtigal, fake the three, pulls up and short. Another rebound, that's number 10 for Brady Ulrich. The Irish shot's just not falling, and there's another timeout by the Patriots. They lead it by one. We'll take a 30-second break and be back at the state tournament in Lincoln.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
24-23, the Parkview Christian Patriots, leading Sacred Heart here in the third quarter with a minute 54 to go. All right, it will be Patriots basketball. Coach Nate Godwin called the timeout. Patriot ball on the defensive end, the Irish end. They'll bring it in and up the floor with it. Here comes Maurice Reed, the 6'1 junior. Out on the right side, moving to the left with the basketball into the paint. Takes the ball underneath to Curry, up and over the front, got it. He's got 8. And the Irish, did they turn that over, Randy? Something happened there. I was writing down the score, and the Irish turn it over on the...
They threw it in bounds, and the ball went out of bounds on the right sideline. A miscue on the inbound pass, John.
Now the lead is 3, and the Patriots looking for their biggest lead of the ball game. Here's a 3-ball by Reed, well short. Curry saved it in, but went around the back, and it's out of bounds.
A minute 27 to play here in the third quarter, 26-23. The lead is 3 right now for the Parkview Christian Patriots.
You get the feeling that the Irish maybe need a bucket here.
That ball went way up into the stands, and they just now retrieved it. You can't keep the souvenirs, it said in baseball.
Nachtigal into Fresh on the backcourt. Reed will pressure the Irish senior guard up the floor with the left hand. Now spins back. Screened by Simon. Reed ends up on the deck. Simon in the paint. Short, no good. Rebound and an outlet up ahead. And Jacob Jordan going to win the race to the basketball. Now we'll come back the other way. Up the floor with it. Come up the floor, Jordan with it, with a minute to go in the third quarter. Going around the screen to Simon. Nocturnal. Now to Keithley. He hasn't got a long one to go tonight either. Here's a chance. No, he'll dribble, go inside, down in the corner. Fresh will drive in the paint. Floater up around the rim. No. Rebound. Curry takes it away from Simon. And now Simon over to Kukowski. Push it ahead to Ault. Ault lost the handle on it. Now they'll start over with 34 seconds to play in the quarter. Up by three. Bukowski in the paint, shoots it, scores it. He's got eight. That's his second field goal. The lead is five, the biggest of the ball game for the Patriots. Jordan seesaws it out front with 18 on the clock. Doug Gould says we're going to run number two. Jordan moving left. Jordan moving up. A switch off defensively. Nocturnal. Fake to three. Pulls up. 15-footer. No. Hand in the net. Rebound. Keithley goes up. It wouldn't have counted. After three, it's 28-23. Parkview with the lead over Sacred Heart. Back in 1 minute. A sunny 101.3 at KTMC.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Global solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
A rewarding career with a leader in global manufacturing is waiting for you at Fast. We are proud to be 100% employee owned, where you can accumulate shares of stock in the business. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a $2,500 to $5,000 bonus, plus a $5,000 relocation bonus where applicable. Fast is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome you back to a very noisy Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. The crowd is into this thing. We go to the fourth quarter, 28-23. Sacred Heart Irish are trailing Parkview Christian. The inbound pass comes into Jacob Jordan, and Jordan across the timeline, guarded by Kachowski. Right side, he goes over to Keithley, around the horn, back to Jordan. Jacob Jordan, top of the key, broken nautical. Now Joe Simon with the ball, in traffic. Goes into Jacob Jordan, he's triple-teamed. Back up top, handling it again is Jake Freshel. Left side, broken nautical. Nautical looks for the cutter in the paint. Irish having trouble solving this defense of the Patriots here to get a good look at the basket. Now Nautical, right side, around the horn, on the outside of the three-point arc, driving in. Shot is put up by Jacob Jordan. He's knocked to the floor. Whistle and the foul, and Jacob Jordan will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
The Irish are just one out of two at the free throw line in the ballgame. That foul on Victor Kuchikowski, his second, first foul of the half. Number two on the Patriots, the half.
At the line now, Jacob Jordan shooting two shots. He has 2 points tonight. Shot is on the way. It's up and good. Jacob Jordan got the first 2 points of the ball game for Sacred Heart and has not scored since until this free throw. He'll have a second shot coming here. Can get the Irish back within three. Shot is on the way up. It's good. Back to a three-point ball game now, 28-25. Substitute in for the Irish. Sam Dunn comes in for Jake Freshel now for Sacred Heart. 7:22 to go in the ballgame. 28-25. Parkview Christian up by three. Kachowski on the dribble to set it up. To the right side goes to Reed with the pass. Reed goes to the right side, goes down deep in the corner. Got into traffic. A cross-court pass to the left elbow. Ulrich finds Curry. Curry at the right elbow. Doesn't take the three. He likes to shoot from out there, though. And back up top to Brayden Ulrich. Ulrich goes to Kachowski again.
inside of 7 minutes now. Kachelski works to the right side. Pull-up jumper off, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, saved by Brogan Nautical. Nautical reached out and grabbed that basketball. Gives it up to Jacob Jordan, and here comes Jordan up court to set the offense. Jordan, right side, Sam Dunn with the ball. Dunn looks underneath, into Nautical. Keithley, free throw line, jump shot, got it! Evan Keithley with his first basket of the night from the free throw line, and it's back to a one-point ball game. The Irish were down by five moments ago. 28-27, Sacred Heart trails with the ball as Michael Ault. Ault tries to dribble to the right side, feeds under Kachowski. Kachowski lays it up and good. Victor got it down back to a three-point ball game, 30-27, 6:07 to go here in the game. Jacob Jordan with the dribble. Jordan on the right side of the lane. Triple teamed, in trouble, got rid of it. Sam Dunn, jump shot in the paint, get out of there! Oh, it was in the hole, it wouldn't stay down. Curry with the rebound. Looked for all the world like Sam Dunn had a sure two in the paint. It rimmed around and popped out. Kachowski stopped his dribble at the midcourt line, now gives it to Curry, they'll hand it back to him. Jake Preschel is up off the bench waiting to check in at the next play stoppage here for the Irish. Here's a jump shot in the paint, a man good by Maurice Reed. Reed's first 2 points of the ball game. Irish down court, Joe Simon to the corner. Keithley couldn't get an open look. The defense was there. Sam Dunn feeds it up again to Jacob Jordan. 32-27. The lead is five right now for Parkview Christian. Dunn not able to get to the basket on the left side of the lane. They come to the near elbow to Jacob Jordan. Jordan dribbles down. He lost the dribble. Top of the key. Nautical around the horn. Sam Dunn for three off the rim. Fifth bounces around, and the rebound comes down to Curry. Parkview Christian with a five-point lead and the basketball. We're inside of 5 minutes to go. 4:48 on the game clock. Kachowski with the basketball. Jordan chases him on defense. He backs it out to the corner. Jacob Jordan comes out to get him. Kachowski threatened to penetrate on the right side of the lane. Now they're running a little weave at the top of the key. Gives it up to Reed. Maurice Reed with it. Joe Dunn. Sam Dunn chases him. Bounce pass underneath the basket. Goes to Curry. They couldn't get a shot. Good defense down there by the Irish. Long three is good by Michael Ault. Michael Ault hits the three. And suddenly it's an eight-point lead now for the Patriots with 4 minutes to go in the game. Spin move in traffic. Top of the key. Sam Dunn. Shot is short. Rebound Curry. Whistle and a foul underneath. Battling for the rebound. Foul is going to be called on the Irish.
The Irish are not used to having people flying at them on this three-point shot, and they're not taking them. Timeout. The Irish down by eight, back in 30 seconds on Seneca and PTNC.
Who was a foul on?
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Well, the Sacred Heart Irish, John, have fallen behind by eight now at 35-27 with 4 minutes and 1 second to go in the ballgame. And from what we've seen so far tonight, John, it's going to take a pretty good 4 minutes of basketball for Sacred Heart to get back in this one and pull it out.
It is. The last two and a half quarters, they actually scored 15 points. They had 12 in the first quarter. Great defense by Parkview, and the Irish, right, we've said it, just they don't look confident in their shot.
When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to the Patriots. They will play it in backcourt under the Sacred Heart basket. The Irish will open with a full-court press now. Inbounding the ball, Michael Ault against the pressure. Gets it into Kachowski. Kachowski starts down to the left sideline, a cross-court pass to Michael Ault. Ault gets it into forecourt, hands to Kachowski. An eight-point lead might be enough for them to slow it down here some, John. Driving in goes Reed. Bounce pass, Curry underneath, lays it up and good.
Curry in double figures. He has 10 points, and it's a 10-point lead now for Parkview Christian. Jacob Jordan tried to back into the paint. Kachowski wouldn't let him do it. Goes inside with it to Simon. Simon against Curry has it knocked away and flips it back out to Sam Dunn. Sam Dunn beats Jacob Jordan. Jordan is trapped in the paint, falls to the floor. A jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Patriots. Well, Patriots will have the ball against full court pressure.
Good defense again by the Patriots. They end up with a triple team on Jordan.
Inbounding the pass is Michael Ault. Gets it into the corner. Up court on the dribble, Kachowski. Kachowski guarded by Freshel. Gets it past Freshel. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Sacred Heart's Jake Freshel.
Jake tried to reach around from behind and knock it away as he does so often. He got wrist instead of ball that time.
Patriots basketball in forecourt. Michael Ault will inbound it. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the game. 37-27, a 10-point Patriot lead. Sam Dunn sets out. Evan Keithley back into the game for the Irish. Keithley back onto the floor. Downcourt pass. Joe Simon tried to make the steal, and he sent Brayden Ulrich flying to the floor. Simon will be called for the foul.
That's his fourth. He earned every bit of that 4 foot.
That was a good hustle there. Yeah. A lot of hustle to try and get after that ball. Brayden Ulrich kind of got the rough end of that one.
Yes, he did.
Knocked to the floor. Inbound the pass. Comes in now to Maurice Reed. Reed. Down court. Picked up by Freshel on defense. Reed tries to move around Freshel. Freshel pumps it. Freshel with the steal. On the breakaway, bounce pass, Jacob Jordan couldn't get the lay-in. It was 1-on-2 up top to Keithley, around to Jordan. Irish need to shoot the ball. Jordan pulls up for 2, I believe. That'll be a 2 for Jacob Jordan. And the lead is down to 8 now at 37-29, but we're inside of 3 minutes to play. 2:43 on the game clock. Full court pressure by the Irish. Up to the left side, Reed up top with it. Ulrich, he holds the basketball. Michael Ault, that is, on the dribble. Ault between the legs dribble, chasing him is Sam Dunn. Ault now goes again to Kachalski. 2:25 to go in the game, an 8-point lead for Parkview Christian. Kachalski tries to penetrate. He walks, but they're going to call a foul before he traveled.
I think Sam Dunn's going to get this one. He will. Sam picked up his bird. He fouled number 6 on the Irish.
Next foul, and the Patriots will be at the line shooting 1-1. Back into the ballgame comes Terrence Pittman now. Pittman checks in to replace Brayden Ulrich. All right, they'll inbound it in forecourt on the side. Michael Ault to toss it in. Ault with a bounce pass into the corner. Kachowski driving under. Ball tipped away. A whistle and a foul on the baseline against the Irish.
I'm going to call it a shooting foul. It appears, yes, they are. And I think they called it on Freshel. They did. Jake picks up his third foul.
At the free throw line will be Victor Kachowski. He is 4 out of 4 from the line tonight here. It's an 8-point lead with 2:18 to go in the game. Kachowski shooting 2. The first one is up and good. He's now perfect 5 for 5 from the line. And he'll have another shot coming here. Again, there's 2:18 to play in the basketball game. If Kachowski can hit this one, it would give the Patriots a double-digit 10-point lead with not a lot of time left for the Irish. Kachowski at the line, ready for his second free throw. He's been perfect there tonight so far. The shot is up. It is good. Now 6 for 6 from the line, and he's got 12 points in the ballgame. Jacob Jordan hurries the ball down. Sacred Heart needs to score quickly. Jordan almost lost it. Gives it up to Knott to go back to Jordan. Jordan can't get an open look. Now pulls up for a 3. That hits the back of the iron. The ball is tipped out of there. Freshel chases it down. Freshel takes it all the way in, driving layup. He'll be fouled. And Jake Freshel will be at the line. He'll be shooting 2 shots for the Irish. We're inside of 2 minutes now. 1:57 on the clock. It's a 10-point Patriot lead, 39-29, with Freshel at the line.
First foul of the game on Jacquez Curry for the Patriots.
Freshel shooting 2. The first one is up and off. No good. Jake Freshel not able to hit the free throw. Not a lot of free throws shot by the Irish. They only shot 3 in the first half. That's the third attempt from the line in the second half for the Irish. Jake Freshel ready for his second free throw.
shot is up. There was a lane violation. He'll get to shoot it again. Curry stepped in there quite a bit early.
He's too big to sneak in there.
Yeah. All right, we'll have a do-over on this second shot for Jake Preschel. Shot on the way up. This time it rolls off and won't drop, and the rebound brought down on the baseline.
And a reach-in foul on the Irish after the rebound is going to put the Patriots in line for 1-1.
Yeah, Reed's going to go to the line. Clock is inside at 2 minutes now, a minute 50 to play here in the regulation. A 10-point lead for Parkview Christian, 39-29. At the free throw line for the Patriots, Maurice Reed. He has not scored tonight. This will be his first attempt from the line. And now the officials conferring here at midcourt, having a discussion.
He called a foul on Jacob Jordan. Be his second. Oop, now we want one more official in on this.
Seemed to be some confusion about who the foul was on. Is that what it's about?
I don't know, man. Sent both players, both teams to their benches while we have an official discussion here.
Anytime they send the players to the bench, it means they're anticipating a pretty long discussion, doesn't it?
Well, you would think. I mean, I didn't think there was much doubt. It was on Jacob Jordan for a reach in there.
The clock shows a minute 50 to play here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln, 39-29. The Sacred Heart Irish are down by 10. Irish are running out of time in this contest. The winner of this game advances to face St. Mary's at 8 o'clock Saturday night. The loser of this one will play in a third-place game tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock as they will face Osceola, a 1 o'clock game out at Lincoln East High School. Well, we got whatever the problem was, we got it sorted out.
They put some more time on the clock and reset it to 1:55.
Okay, at the free throw line will be Reed. As we said, he's not scored. Here he's shooting 1-1. Shot is up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Patriots. To the top of the circle, Michael Ault with the ball. Keithley chases, tips the ball away from Ault. Almost lost it. Bounce pass to Reed. Reed in the paint. Now what do we got? Timeout. Timeout taken with 1:44 to go in the ballgame. 39-29. Parkview up by 10. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
The lead to the Parkview Patriots, the Parkview Christian Patriots over Sacred Heart here. A promising start for the Irish tonight, Randy, but it looks very bleak now. This Parkview team much improved as we saw them in February.
Sacred Heart jumped out to a 12-6 lead after one quarter. They were only down by one at halftime, 18-17. Failed by five at the end of three periods, and from there, it's pretty much been all Parkview Christian as they have now built that 10-point lead here with under 2 minutes left to play, 1:44 on the game clock. Parkview Christian with the basketball. Inbounding for the Patriots will be Michael Ault. Ault to toss it in. Inside it goes Kachowski. Kachowski back to the top of the circle. Kachowski in traffic, right side. They're just going to play catch with it here and run clock. Running a weave at the top of the key. We've had a good week and been pretty successful winning ball games here, John.
Yep.
Not looking good right now. Kachowski under to Curry. We had a whistle before the pass went to Curry, and then we're going to put Kachowski at the line where he'll be shooting 1-1, I believe.
Jacob Jordan with his third foul now.
Clock is down to a minute 27 to go. Joe Simon back onto the floor, replacing Jake Preschel. Kachelski at the line. John, he's hit 6 for 6 from the line, has 12 points in the game. Free throw is up. It's good. 7 for 7. He's a free throw shooting machine tonight, John.
Yes, he is. They are 12 of 13 at the line.
Taking a look at the basket once again. Kuchelski. Shot is on the way. It's good. Put them both down. 41-29, a 12-point lead, biggest lead of the game now for the Patriots with a 1:22 to go in the ballgame. Nostigal feeds it underneath to Simon into the corner. Keithley with the ball back to Simon, kicks it to the corner right side. Dunn for three and sent it out. Tipped out of there. Good job by Nostigal to tip it out to get it into Jordan. Jordan driving layup. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Dunn has the ball taken away. With the steal is Ulrich. Ulrich gets it up to Kuchelski. Back to Ulrich. He'll come down court. Runs into Nostigal to Curry in the corner right side. Curry feeds it up to Kuchelski once again. He's double-teamed. Kuchelski's going to be fouled with 45 seconds left to go in the ballgame. Fouling is probably not a viable thing to do right now.
Jacob Jordan picks up the foul again.
Kuchelski at the line, as we said earlier, he's 8 out of 8 from the line right now as he continues his free throw reign here. This one is up, and he's now 9 out of 9. The score is 42-29. This is going to look like a bigger win than it actually was.
Yeah, we talked a lot about free throw shooting being a lost art. Well, it has been most of this weekend. But
that it has.
Not with him.
They've been a big difference in this one, that's for sure. Kuchelski, shot is up and good. I think the kid's gone 10 for 10 by my book here,
yes,
from
sir.
The free throw line.
Correct.
40 seconds to play in the ballgame. Irish down by 14 points. Jacob Jordan into the paint. Little floater up off the glass and good. Jacob Jordan got it down. He's got 8 points. Timeout taken on the floor. 33 seconds to go. It's 43-31. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
We welcome you back inside the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. Looks like we're going to have third-place consolation basketball tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, live from Lincoln East High School. The Irish will take on Osceola. Osceola fell to St. Mary's earlier this evening, 65-36. The Irish will move to the third-place consolation game, and we'll have it live right here. Hope you'll join us for that broadcast. Irish waiting for the inbound pass, down by 12 here with 33 seconds to go. In backcourt, Kuchelski handles the ball. Now he works between defenders, and he's going to be fouled. And putting him back to the line, not a real good option, is it, John?
No, Jake Freshel with his fourth foul.
They just want to see if he can miss one, maybe. 10 for 10 right now. But we're down to 28 seconds and a 12-point lead. Kuchelski looking for his 11th in a row. He missed it. He's only 10 out of 11 now. That's the best he can do so far, John.
You know, this is the fifth year in a row the Irish Defensive State Tournament made it at least to the third place game.
Yeah, he'll have another opportunity here, Kuchelski, after the miss. Let's see if he can get back on track and hit this one. Shot is up and good. 11 out of 12 from the line for Victor Kuchelski. Down court, Jacob Jordan. Jacob Jordan into the corner. Gives to Keithley. Keithley penetrates, tries to go in for a shot. Pass is deflected, knocked away. Pass break the other direction. Jacob Jordan comes over and punches the ball out. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Patriots, or did we get a foul?
No, it's not down. Yes, they did. Jacob Jordan just fouled out.
Jacob Jordan.
I don't know if I remember Jacob ever fouled out of a game before.
That's his fifth personal at the free throw line. Well, the fouls here at the end have made this a bigger margin of victory than it really was. At the line, play is resumed, will be Maurice Reed. Reed has not scored tonight. He's 0 for 1 from the line. 15 seconds left to play. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game scoring wrap-up. We'll have a post-game show with a look at all the individual numbers. Free throw is on the way up and good for Maurice Reed. That's his first point of the night.
Here come the subs for Sacred Heart with 15 seconds. John, I'll let you get them.
All right, checking in will be Jack Stice for the Irish. Riley Nelson is in the ball game. James Freshel checks into the contest. Zachary Keithley and Derek Schwong back in there for Sacred Heart.
Maurice Reed at the free throw line. Couple more subs in now for Parkview Christian.
They've got Elijah Matthews in the ball game.
Anthony Page, I think, is just checked in, a 6-foot sophomore.
Seth Stoll is into the game. That is
Jacob Carney. 30?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. At the line, Maurice Reed. Free throw is up and good. In a moat. 46-31, can you believe it, John? A 15-point lead in a game that was much closer throughout the contest. Irish down court, down by 15 with 10 seconds. Long three, up and off, no good. And the rebound brought down by the Patriots into fourth court. Matthew with the basketball. He'll launch a long three that doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, try for tip and won't fall. And there's the ball game. The final score, Parkview Christian 46 and Sacred Heart 31. Don't go away. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a post-game scoring wrap after this 2-minute break. You've been listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Does this sound like someone you know? If you or someone you know has experienced restlessness, daytime sleepiness, general fatigue, or disrupted sleeping patterns because of coughing, snoring, choking, or waking up repeatedly throughout the night, it might be time to seek a professional diagnosis. Stop tossing and turning and let Nemaha County Hospital's team of professionals help diagnose your condition and get you back to a better, healthier life. Quality care every time.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
We welcome you back to the Bob Devaney Center. Your final score tonight, Parkview Christian defeats the Sacred Heart Irish 46-31. Let's look at the individual numbers here for Parkview Christian. Leading the scoring for them was Victor Kachowski. He finished in double figures with 17 points, including hitting 11 out of 12 from the free throw line. Also in double figures, Jaquiz Curry. He finished with 10 points. Michael Ault had 9 in the game. Braden Ulrich had 6. 2 points each for Terrence Pittman and Maurice Reed for their total of 46. I had them hitting 14 out of 16 from the free throw line. That's a pretty good percentage there, John.
Yes, it is.
For the Sacred Heart Irish, the only player in double figures was Joe Simon. He finished with 12. Jacob Jordan had 8 in the ball game. 4 points tonight for Jake Freshel, 3 points for Sam Dunn, and 2 points each for Evan Keithley and Rogan Nautical. A total of 31 for the Irish. Sacred Heart hit 3 out of 6 from the free throw line, 50%. 46-31, your final. The Parkview Christian Patriots advance with the win over Sacred Heart. Parkview Christian will face St. Mary's.
Saturday night at 8 o'clock in the championship game. The Sacred Heart Irish, they will move to the third-place consolation game, John. That's tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock, Lincoln East High School, and we'll have it live right here.
We're going to be on every – no, we're not going to make every venue here in Lincoln this week. We're going to miss North Star.
I went out there and watched Dill Rodell, so
okay.
We were there too.
All right.
Yeah, it's been a week-long basketball tour of Lincoln for us here from all the various tournament sites. So what that means is, John, we'll have two games on the air tomorrow, beginning, as we just said, with that 1 o'clock consolation game, the Irish taking on Osceola at Lincoln East High School. Then our nightcap tomorrow night will be at Pinnacle Bank Arena when the Sacred Heart Irish girls take on Humphrey St. Francis the Flyers. That'll be for the championship in the girls' D2 bracket. 8 o'clock tip-off, Pinnacle Bank Arena, and you'll hear it live right here tomorrow night.
Should be fun. St. Francis, Ball State Sacred Heart, what more could you ask for?
Yeah, that's a typical matchup. We see a lot of that, don't we? All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. Be with us again tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening when we'll bring you more. That'll wrap it up for John Nixon. I'm Randy Gatula. The final score tonight, it was Parkview Christian 46 and Sacred Heart 31. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.